best to blind you from the truth. The insanity is everywhere now. The bullshit is flying all around us. The gaslighting that is occurring, especially in the corporate media, the corrupted criminal governments of the world, and the health agencies, is off the fucking charts. Gaslighting is defined thusly: psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. This is occurring on a global scale, and droves of people unconsciously follow the script and behave like regimented herd animals. That anyone can still take this nonsense seriously anymore is absolutely mind-blowing. Their thinking abilities have been shut down to a level that is so programmed, so dependent on the illusion, that they will not only mindlessly obey, they will insist that you do as well and may even report you to the state if you don't. These turds in the bowl give their souls to the slaughter, and they want to take you with them. Misery loves company, after all. They can be coerced into the fires, forced to come face to face with their own extinction, and they will go willingly. The beauty of this world is destroyed without mercy, even to the point where the innocence of the child is desecrated as they are handed every sort of distraction, and diseased ideologies poison their minds in the indoctrination facilities. Children as young as 5 years old are taught pornography in the government schools, and parents are labeled domestic terrorists for challenging this perversion. When children are taught things like anal sex in the classrooms, oh, I don't know, maybe then it becomes time to remove the kids from the clutches of the state. Oh, but we need the schools to babysit our kids while we're out working our slave jobs. Well, either figure it out or let the state twist their minds and rob their innocence. If parents won't take responsibility, then they have no right to complain when the state fucks their kids up for life. It's come to the point now that parents, in their cognitive disarray and sheer stupidity, offer up their children on the altar of pharmakia, a Greek word from which we get the word pharmacy, that is defined thusly: the use or administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it. Metaphorically, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry. Giving one's children over to the medical cartel to be experimented on with DNA-modifying injections and nanotechnology is like a modern-day ritual sacrifice to Moloch, an ancient deity to which children were offered into the flames in ritual sacrifices. Although, burning a child alive may just be a bit more humane. It is estimated that in 2020, 1.6 billion disposable face diapers entered into the oceans. The microplastics contained in the surgical masks will just toxify the already polluted oceans further, turning this oasis Earth into the cesspool it has become. And very few seem to care in the slightest. Everywhere I go, I see those stupid masks littering the landscape because the blind, obedient scumbags cannot even be bothered to place them in a trash receptacle. And if there are new variants that are oh so contagious, then why aren't there biohazard containers placed everywhere to dispose of the potentially infected masks properly? Well, it's because this is all bullshit. In 2019, the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, the IPBES, released an alarming report, the most comprehensive assessment of its kind, it claims, that details the massive decline of nature and the extinction events that we are currently facing. The report claims that currently 1 million species are threatened with extinction. IPBES Chair Sir Robert Watson claimed that ecosystems on which all life depends are, quote, deteriorating more rapidly than ever. In part, the report points out, 66% of the oceans have been altered by human activity, pollution, overfishing, oil spills, etc. 60 billion tons of resources are extracted globally each year. Approximately 577 billion in annual global crops are at risk. Between 300 and 400 million tons of industrial waste are dumped into the world's waters each year. Over 400 ocean dead zones exist due to fertilizers contaminating ecosystems. There's much more in the report, which basically outlines the fact that humanity is committing suicide at an alarming pace. The IPBES report also claims that it is not too late to prevent complete catastrophe from occurring. The technology already exists to create far more sustainable systems and methods of doing things. Corporate greed and the treatment of the earth as nothing more than a resource to be used and plundered, as opposed to a living entity in which we share a symbiotic relationship, has driven humanity to the edge of our very extinction. As the legendary comedian George Carlin once said, "Pack your shit, folks. We're going away.
Pack your shit, folks. We're going away."
It's funny how the same corporate plunderers that are behind this massive destruction are the same ones that are calling for a Green New Deal and a Great Reset.
The next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner.
Of course, these proposals apply to us and not to them. Between Hawaii and California lies a massive area of accumulated plastic, which has been dubbed the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This massive patch of debris is estimated to cover an area of 1.6 million square kilometers, an area that is twice the size of Texas and three times the size of France. It is also estimated that between 1.15 to 2.41 million metric tons pollute the oceans each year. When the area was examined by scientists, it was estimated to contain 1.8 trillion pieces of plastic. The patch consists of mostly non-biodegradable plastic, which photodegrades due to sunlight exposure, but does not completely break down. Unfortunately, marine life often mistakes the tiny plastic particles for food and consumes the plastic. A high percentage of the plastic contains toxins that the marine life consumes. Almost half of the debris in the garbage patch consists of discarded fishing nets. Many marine animals get caught in the nets and die. Chemicals contained in the plastic bioaccumulate and can be transferred to humans that consume seafood. Add to that the billions of face masks that have entered the waterways as the earth is turned into a literal garbage dump. Perhaps the most alarming and major threat is to the coral reefs, which are the most biodiverse ecosystems on the planet and have been dying at unprecedented rates. The planet has lost half of its coral in just the past 50 years. Over 500 million people depend on the reefs for food and jobs. Most of the world's oxygen comes from the reefs, and much comes from the rainforests, which are also being destroyed at an alarming rate. Unsustainable fishing practices and pollution are two of the main reasons the reefs are disappearing. Some scientists and oceanographers have estimated that by the year 2050, all of the remaining coral reefs could be gone. So when I suggest that humanity is staring its extinction in the face, I mean it quite literally. Perhaps this simulation, this game, or whatever you want to call it, must go on to its completion. Maybe it's almost game over, and that is why the so-called elites are panicking and desperately scrambling to put their agenda in place. They know their time is just about up. Perhaps a certain percentage of souls have gotten all that the Earth realm has to offer and are ready to move on. I'm not sure, but if given the choice, I will not be incarnating again into this rotten cesspool Earth.